It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people and places that makes the Nishna Valley a special place, as today's program is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And with today's program is your host, Jim.
Yeah, that's me.
That would be you.
How's Brett this morning?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
I'm a little off today. A little off every day, but I don't sit in a rocker normally, but I would be off of it if I did.
A little more off than normal then?
A little more off than normal, yeah. You ever get those mornings, just everything just seems like it's slightly off? And you just always feel like you're about 30 seconds behind. I guess I'm running on the old 7-second delay or something. I don't know. It's just off this morning. I don't know what it is. Must be the electricity in the air. Who knows? Well, Brett's here, so that's a good thing. I mean, obviously, he's not too far off.
Yeah.
Which one of us?
You caught me off guard when you said, "Good morning, Brett." There's not that many of us around. Yeah.
I know. It's a little awkward in here with all of you guys. We're going to have to come up with some nicknames for you guys. Plumber guy, it's your turn here.
Okay.
Tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Camlin Plumbing and Heating has been in business serving Southwest Iowa since 1918 and proven to all our customers of the integrity and value that we offer. Your money spent on repairs and remodels is important to us, and we take that concern very seriously. We want you to be pleased with your investment. Your happiness is what it's all about. We don't Band-Aid repairs. We fix them right. We don't sell fixtures and faucets on weekend specials. We sell quality, value-loaded products that we know you will be happy with. The companies we represent are companies with longevity, quality, and competitive pricing. You truly can come to trust in Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic at 243-1512 and in Harlan at 755-3286.
All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. That Brett over there. you know, this is the time of the year, of course, as students get back to class earlier and earlier, you know that. But they're back to class, most of them back last week, so everybody's back in school doing their thing. And one of the things that actually started even before school started is the fall sports seasons. We've already had some teams in the air. We did a football game last Friday night. These kids were in school for 3 days and already had to play football. But you got football, you got cross country, you got volleyball, a lot of different sports that start very early. Most of them started, you know, just the very early part of this month. So they've been working for several weeks now to get themselves ready and organized. You know, sometimes coaches scratch their heads when kids show up for fall camp wondering, what in the world were they doing all summer? How can you be this out of shape in the summertime? But with three out of four households having at least one child actively involved in fall youth sports of some kind. Now, we're not necessarily talking about varsity sports. It could be a little peewee football or different types of things. There are fall soccer leagues in some communities, all kinds of different things that they could be doing. Well, coordinating practices and getting themselves ready to go for games and things like that. You know, who's bringing the oranges? Who's going to get the minivan all fueled up to take off and get the kids to the games and stuff? You know, whether you're a seasoned veteran sports parent or your kids are just getting into sports for the first time, there are a lot of different things to consider to make sure that they have not only an enjoyable season but a safe one as well. Now, the National Association for Sport and Physical Education has a lot of information out about why sports participation is so beneficial, as well as how to get your kids prepared for the new season. It's not just the coach's responsibility to make sure kids are ready to go. Now, first of all, one of the things that they suggest that you do is give yourself a pat on the back for having your kids participating in sports. Youth sport participation comes with a variety of benefits, including the development of life skills, character development, and also the prevention of health conditions. And we've all heard the buzz on childhood obesity these days. Now, aside from the enjoyment of the great outdoors and also being active with friends, children can learn teamwork, sportsmanship, responsibility, leadership, respect. They can also learn things like time management, emotional control, and dealing effectively with both winning and coming sometimes in second best. There are valuable social skills that are honed as young and older children alike establish and strengthen a lot of friendships through healthy competition. And sports can also boost the confidence and that your child has, and also your child's ability to be able to set and attain goals throughout their lives. Now, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reports that students involved in school sports are also less likely to do things like smoke, abuse drugs, or drop out of school, for that matter. And they are more likely to become higher academic achievers. So it's a lot of bonuses there. Now, although burnout can be a big issue with an overstuffed schedule, keep it all in perspective and make sure the fun component is the most important. Now, we've had a lot of youngsters work part-time for us out here at the radio station over the years, and although it sometimes can be a little bit frustrating because you're having to deal with schedules that go through sports and music and all kinds of other extracurricular activities that the youngsters are in, those students who are actively involved in a lot of those types of things, we have found over the years, are some of the best part-time employees that we've had because they already understand a lot of those things about responsibility and time management and all those kinds of different things. Now, one of the things you can do to help out the youngsters as they get started is to help them dive in. You know, as kids wind down from the long summer days of lounging around and playing video games, you want to get them in the habit of moving around so their body is ready to go when the season starts. So you do want to encourage them to be outdoors, playing with friends, and doing things. It's also a good time to encourage them to contribute to household chores, like mowing the lawn or cleaning out their closet, something to get them used to being physically active on a routine basis. And also, practice. The more practice, the better, right? Well, if you've got outdoor space and equipment, you want to encourage your child to get the ball rolling and start strengthening the skills that they need to succeed in their fall sport. Now, this will also build their confidence in their abilities even before the first practice begins. Now, it's specifically encouraged to have your child play turn-taking games. That way they learn sportsmanship and they understand how to share and get along well with teammates and friends. And those skills are especially beneficial in sport as well as in the classroom also. And a lot of these things are good for some of those young athletes, third, fourth, fifth graders, who might be participating in some of those athletic events on a competitive basis for the very first time in their lives. Also, it's good to recharge those batteries because all that running around will also have your child needing some fuel. So you want to keep in mind healthy nutrition and proper hydration. That means lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and good old H2O. That's the way to go as far as the drink goes. Now, while it's okay to splurge every once in a while on stuff like pizza and ice cream, it is recommended to keep a well-stocked pantry and fridge with nutrient-rich snacks, different chopped veggies and dip, pita breads, pretzels, fresh fruit are some good staples to have around. You want to empower your kids to want to treat their body well and grow up strong and active. Developing good habits of activity and health now can help lead into a healthy teen period and also a healthy adulthood and promote a lifetime of wellness. Hopefully, maybe carrying those healthy habits into college when they're outside of your grasp and oversight. But, you know, maybe let's not get too far ahead of ourselves either. There are also lots of other tips and things that you can use. National Association for Sport and Physical Education also has a they have something, a pamphlet. It's 101 Tips for Healthy Student Athletes. So if you'd like to get a copy of that, you can find that on the web or by writing to those folks, too. Now, while there are some trends showing activity decreasing with age, the good news is that studies have shown that participating in sports can create a lifetime enjoyment of activity. So it can help to protect your child from a potentially sedentary lifestyle and also eventual health problems. And also some logistical advice that, in closing, is to make sure that your child is ready and willing to play. Make sure you get all that necessary paperwork taken care of. And, of course, you also need to see your family doctor for an up-to-date physical exam. If you're playing sports through schools, well, you always have to go through those things. We always remember those when we were growing up, the annual trip to the doctor for the sports physical. But if you have a young student who maybe is not involved in varsity-level type sports, well, you may want to go out and have that physical exam taken care of, too, to make sure they're ready and healthy to go. And also you want to line up little things, too, the proper pickup and drop-off schedules and stuff. Where and when after practices will you be there, especially if you're dealing with younger children. And at the tail end, too, make sure you stay supportive, positive, and never forget who it's all about. It's all about your spectacular kids, right? The spectacular kids. So make sure you make them ready to have a good season, whether it's, like I say, youth sports or varsity-level competition. Make sure they're ready to go and just have a good time here as we get started once again. Brett, tell us more about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
If you're tired of carrying in wood for that fireplace, see Camblin Plumbing and Heating about a new gas fireplace. We carry the Lennox lineup of quality direct vent fireplaces with models to fit into existing wood-burning fireplaces as well as freestanding units. Lennox's assortment of units truly lets you personalize your model to fit your decor and needs. With one of these beautiful units, you will be thrilled with, you will enjoy more than just the ambience, you will be thrilled with the amount of heat that will be available. Also, Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries a large variety of gas logs in several different sizes. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today is by Chiquita Shell. It says, life is a series of journeys. Allow each step to be a teachable moment.
I thought Chiquita was a banana.
Well, this is with a K.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure we got that properly there. All right. Well, I'm good with that. All right. Thanks, Brett.
Sometimes you wander.
I know. We can't spell it out for you on radio, can we? Hey, thanks a lot for joining us this morning. You go make it a great day, and God bless America.